Gemara on Chav Tes Amud Aleph. And we finished the Mishnah yesterday. I don't believe we started the Gemara. And we said if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, well, you don't have to say b'fanenechtem, and the guy got ill, he got sick, he can send it with somebody else. And the Gemara now is going to zero in on the fact that he got sick. What if he didn't get sick? He got lazy. Amar Rav Kahana, chalatznan. The Mishnah meant only if he gets sick. So trashy, chalatznan, all the way on top, the anus, because he's an anus. He wasn't the chalatznan. We're not trying to say only sick versus any other anus. It means anus. Aber iloy anus, lo yishachan abi anachar. The inference of the Mishnah is that if somebody appoints a shliach and then nothing happens on the shliach to stop him from delivering the get, he should deliver the get. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, Cholik Tani, what's your chiddush? Rav Kahana think Cholik Tani. I read the Mishnah. Dr. Gemara Mal de Tema, who was in Africa after Loi Chola. Without Rav Kahana, I would think perhaps the Mishnah did not mean to insist that an Inus happened. V'haydi Tani Chola, Ocher the Mosik Tani. The regular case is, why would a guy give it to somebody else? He agreed to take it. Probably an Inus happened. Right? Kamash Malon, Rav Kahana says no. The Mishnah is specific. That only if he became Chola, if not, he should not give it to another shliach. Also, Chala is an example of Einzim.
Sure.
Any Einzim. That's what Rashi told us in that first Rashi.
What does that mean? That means, is that going to work?
So it's a machloikis v'shaynim. Some learn that the husband is makbeth. When the husband gives it to a shliach, he doesn't want it to go to another shliach. And therefore, he understands if it's an einus, that'll happen. Like, the understood das of a husband when he sends is a regular husband. When he sends, wants this guy to take it. He doesn't want it to become that anybody who, this guy just goes on and on. I think Tyson's lashon is b'zayin in the Baal. I think as lashon, I have to find it. But it's like a bizarre in the Baal. And other Rishonim learn that biblically there's no kpeda. Most husbands don't care. They send a get. But Rabbanan said, since there might be somebody that's makbid, we instituted that you're not allowed to make a shliach unless the first husband agreed, unless it's an inus. So according to some Rishonim, it's biblical because that's the understood conditions in the shlichus, and according to some Rishonim, it's a rabbinic takana. But bottom line is it doesn't work. According to Pashup Shach, we haven't finished yet the Gemara. We're still working through this thing. At this point, bottom line, only if there's an itis. If there's no itis, you can't make another shliach, it doesn't work. Either biblically or rabbinically.
The Zion is that once
you try the thing, that he's getting divorced? Yeah, something like that, correct. Again, I don't see the Titans inside. I saw it brought down. But some Rishonim learned it's a rabbinic takana. Weiter. Zog die Gemara weiter. Techi dummy. What exactly is the case? You know, honestly, I told you again. No, that's on something else. Again, it's going on something else. That's what happens when we only learn five lines. Let's give the Gemara a chance. Frank the Gemara, hey, Chidami. Now, again, the Gemara has to work out what it just said. It's not a maskana yet. It is trying to figure it out. Hey, Chidami. Either Amr Le Heilach, if he said to him, take this get. Why would I think that he cares? He said, take the get. He happened to be here. Are you going there? Take the get. So why should he care if it's anybody else? I want you to take it. If he said, I want you to take it, so the condition of the shlichus is you. So how could he appoint anybody else? So again, the Gemara doesn't understand this halacha. In a regular case, he hears a guy is traveling from he's going from Tzvas to Be'er Sheva. And he says, here, you're going? Take the get. Why should he care? And if he said, I want... Even if he doesn't become an honest. And if he told him, I want you to take it, he said the word at, so that means he's insisting on this guy. So even if he does become an honest. The Reb Shimon Gamliel, which we will see in a moment what Reb Shimon Gamliel says, I feel like all an amulet. According to Reb Shimon Gamliel, even an honest shouldn't allow a transfer of a get. Now, we don't know what Reb Shimon Gamliel said yet. The Tanya. Hailuk gets Ela Ishti. The Braita says, we say, take this get to my wife, you can make another shliach. No mention of sick. You take this get to my wife, you cannot send it with anybody else. If Shimon Gamliel says, no, either way, Yishliach can't make Yishliach. So here we have, again, in the case of Hailech, there's a Machlaikas. If Shimon Gamliel says, even by Hailech, the guy means only you. The Tanakhama says, by Hailech, he just means anybody. At Hailech, he's Machpid. So we want to know, when does it depend on Einus or not? In a case that he's not Machpid, who cares if it's an Einus? And in a case that he is Machpid, again, who cares if it's an Einus? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Rashi, Ida Amar Lehailech, Vila Amar Leh Atta Ba'atzmach Ha'ailech. V'yimat Nisan Reb Shimon, Avila Loi Amar Leh Atta Ha'ailech, Tichal Anami Loi. Harizem Mishalchoi, Loi Maflik Be'chalo Loi Chalo. The Brisa doesn't differentiate. V'aisa Shliach Akar, the Brisa says you can appoint a different Shliach from the guy said Ha'ailech. The Ha'ailech Loi Mashmel, Tarach Shiyavah Get to Liyada. Ha'ailech means, do me a favor, get the get to my wife. Doesn't mean you have to do it. Get to my wife. So he got to get to his wife. So basically, the Gemara wants to know, what is the case of our Mishnah? We have a Braisa that differentiates between Heilich and At Heilich, but doesn't say Einus makes a difference. So where did Einus come from? Is he Machpid or is he not Machpid? The Gemara is going to offer three terutzim. First, Eretz. If you want, I can tell you that the Braisa didn't speak out, but the Braisa only allowed for Heilech to work through somebody else if there's an Einus. At Heilech, even if he's Chala, you can't give it over. He's Makpid. Heilech means do it yourself. If you can't, give it to somebody else. But only if you can't. So we're saying that the Braisa did not mean Heilech under all circumstances you can give it. The Braisa meant Heilech only by Chala. That's answer number one. That even Chala would make a difference, according to the first Teretz. Again, there's going to be three terutzim. The first answer is saying that even though the Braisa didn't speak it out, when the Braisa said, Heilech, you can send it with somebody else, the Braisa meant if he got sick. The second Teretz says, At Heilech v'chala shayni. No. Heilech don't need chala. Heilech means try to get to my wife. At Heilech, I want you to take it, but he understands, listen, the guy's human. If an itis happens, it happens. So going to the second Teretz, Heilech, even if it's not Chala, you can deliver it and give it to somebody else. At Heilech, then it depends on Chala. So there's two Terutzim, and they're totally different. First Teretz says, At Heilech, even if you get sick, you can't give it to anybody else. Heilech depends on sick. And the second Teretz says, Heilech is even if he doesn't get sick. At Heilech, if he gets sick, he can still give it to somebody else. We're giving different shatim of what the Braisa means. The third answer is Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Chala Shaini. Now, going to the third answer, Heilech and At Heilech is not any different. It's going like Reb Shimon Gamliel does not differentiate. But he agrees, meaning the third answer is really a repeat of the second answer. That even if he says At Heilech, Chalon is good, can give it over. Except Rav Shimon Gamliel equates Heilech and not Heilech. So he would say, even by Heilech, it has to be sick. So there's three answers. First answer is saying, Heilech requires Chala. At Heilech, even Chala doesn't work. The second answer says, Heilech even without Chala. At Heilech, Chala you can give it over. And the third answer says, Rav Shimon Gamliel says they're both the same. Chala yes, not Chala no. Rashi. Don't Rashi Ibai say the Masnis and the Amalei? Heilech. A philohaki being a Chala. The Bryce in the 20 years, and Mishal Chaybuhu the Chala. The Bryce that says he can use somebody else is only if he got sick. Ibai say the Masnis and the Amalei at Heilech. The Mishnah is talking about, you said, at Heilech. The Chala shiny. Who Bryce in the 20 years, Loy Yishal Chanu? The Deloy Chala. He didn't get sick. The Chay Namik, he took Makarab Shimon. Chala shiny. Reb Shimon, Bishaloy Chala. Second and third answer are the same, except the difference is, according to Reb Shimon, Chol is the same as, Heilech is the same as At Heilech. But it's the same answer, that even by At Heilech, Chol allows him to give it over.
The first is At will not help for Chol.
That's the first answer. Don't think about it. New sugya. Tanan. New part of the sugya. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Hamevi Geber to Sol V'Chola, Hayezem Mishal Chabi Yadachar.
The Baal's more worried that someone else is going to see it than get his wife divorced? This is what I said yesterday. How does that make sense? Doesn't he want his wife divorced?
Again.
Some smart person asked this question yesterday.
I know, a very smart person, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem is a very smart person. Now that I agree that you're a smart person, I'll tell you what the Mepharshim say. Ramban learned that in Okinami, most people don't care. There's a minority of people that bothers them that anybody else is involved. So therefore, the Rabbanim made a takana and said, this is the way it is across the board. Since they're a minority opinion that they don't want other people to be involved in the get. People make it sound here like, I know we're learning Masechtas Gittin. You know, but Gittin is a very personal thing, and it can be embarrassing to the parties. I mean, we're not talking about selling a pen. I mean, get's a major thing. The ending of Mark Gittin says, whoever's Megarish's wife, first wife, was Beach married all of Damas. The Mizbeach cries for him. It's not very simple, these getting business. It's not like, sometimes we forget, what we're dealing with. We're dealing with breaking up a marriage. It can be embarrassing. It can be something one people want to keep private. They don't want people to know. It, obviously, people find out, Not to come out. It is, I understand the smart person. It was a very good question, but that's the answer. Tanan. Hamevi get married to Shaul B'chola. Hayezem B'shal Chabiyad Acher, that's our Mishnah. We're a minute, I'll ask you a contradiction. This is a Mishnah later on. Amar L'shnayim T'nu Get L'Ishti. The guy says to two people, give a get to my wife. Now, for two people to give a get to his wife, they would have to write the get. Talking about the get's not written yet. Write to get and give it to her. They write it, they sign it, they give it to her. Eilu shleisha kisvu get l'ishti. Or he tells three people, can you fellows write a get to my wife? He did not say tnu. He said kisvu. Hare eilu yichtu v'yitnu. They cannot appoint another shliach to do it for them. The two people he appointed have to do it. The three people he appointed have to write to get.
Both cases.
Now, the third case in that Mishnah there, which the Gemara here does not bring down, is if he tells three people to get l'ishti, then we say he's appointed them as a bezin, and they can go get people to do it for them. If he says kisvu, then he's not appointing them as a bezin. If he's a snu, then he is appointing them as a bezin. That's what the Gemara says over there, and we'll deal with that over there, why that is true. But what we want here is he told three people to write the get, and they have to do it themselves. They cannot ask anybody else to do it. He told two people, true, they're not a bezin, they have to do it themselves. Why is that different than our Mishnah, that if something happens, you can appoint somebody else? And that Mishnah seems to say, there's no room to appoint anybody else. Yes, there's no room to appoint anybody else. Yosef Eliyahu ben Rus. Okay, today's shiur is Zechus Refu Shleima, Yosef Eliyahu ben Rus. Inu an Av Shliach Lai. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Amar Lishnayim. Through get l'ishti, v'loy nasan lahem get, he didn't hand over a get. Asan edim, he made them witnesses that he wants a get. V'yav ha'bishloy amar lahem atem atzvuchen kasvu, even though he didn't insist that they write it, hare'elu yichtu v'liyitnu, they have to write it and give it. V'loy yoyimru l'cipher v'yichtav, they cannot appoint the cipher, because the mefarash will come on, like the Gemara will explain in the sixth parak, where this Mishnah is. He told them, I want you to write it. They can appoint others. By telling three, he made them a bezin. So we see, only a bezin can appoint shluchim. But without a bezin, you can't appoint, right? You tell Reuven and Shimon, write a get for my, give a get to my wife. They have to write it and give it. They can't ask Levi to write it. They have to do it themselves. And here we say, you gave the get to Reuven. If he gets sick, he can give it to Shimon. And there we say, they have to do it themselves. There's no allowance. They have to do it themselves. What's the difference? That's the Gemara's contradiction. So the Gemara will answer two answers here. Amar Abaya, has some time in my mission beside the Baal. Hachabal le kaper. There's a difference between writing and giving. It's a bazillion for a husband that he can't write his own gut. Asking two people to do it for him, he's lowering himself. He's saying, fellas, I can't write this gut. I'm an ignoramus. And I can't write. And therefore I have to ask you to write. It's very embarrassing for a husband. So if he asks two people, we assume he doesn't want anybody else involved in knowing that he can't write a get.
What's write a get mean?
Write the words of the get.
What do you mean? He does cipher.
Again, most people in those days, or a lot of people in those days, knew how to write. Now, you didn't let me finish yet, so it's hard for me to answer you. So if you give me a minute to finish, then I'll respond to you. Okay? So, going to two people who are not Seifrim and asking them to write the get is embarrassing. I'm saying, I can't write. I need you. Please. Two people that are not Seifrim. Yeah, get it, trap me. Yes. Two people that are not Seifrim, the Mavarshans they got, and asking them to write a get is embarrassing because it's lowering himself and saying, I can't do it. I need your help. And therefore, it's embarrassing. So for them to go tell somebody else to write, that means they're embarrassing him in front of another party. And therefore, that's not allowed. That's what Abaya said. So the first thing he got, that according to Abaya, he went to a cipher who people go to because he's better at it, that doesn't reflect that you don't know how to write, then this wouldn't apply. He could go to an other cipher to get it written. Because going to a cipher and asking to write it is just saying, I want the professional to do it. Where you go to a layperson and ask them to write it, you're saying, I can't do it, you can. It's embarrassing. To go to a cipher is not embarrassing, because even the people that can write go to a cipher who has a beautiful handwriting, who knows exactly what to do, he's experienced, that's the one you want to go to. That's what the Mepharshim speak out.
But does the OCOs of a get have to have that special...
They have to be block letters. They don't have to have tagin, and they don't have to have, no, they have to be block letters. That's how we pask. Also, you have to know the exact words, and they didn't have a safer to copy from. It was an art. Listen, you ever read my handwriting? Which you can't. Rachamaitre reads Heidrich Lufthansa. Most people can't read my handwriting. Right? It's embarrassing for me. I can't write. It's just the reality by now. I got used to it.
Well, Rick writes his notes. Your notes are nicer than...
Yeah, I know. My brother, Gnanara, writes like a print. You can read his writing as if it's printed. And me, not only is that like printed, it's not actually written. It's like sign language.
Don't put yourself down.
I'm not putting myself down. Trust me. If I were embarrassed about it, I wouldn't be announcing it. I'm not embarrassed because everybody knows that I can't write by now. You know what I mean? An old man by now. If I didn't learn by now, you can't teach a dog new, old dog new tricks. Rashi. Right, I just did that. Why should he care? Again, by chala. Why should he care? He wants his worst advice. It's not as embarrassing to him. So therefore, he doesn't care. That's the first answer. Rava Amar, and Rava introduces a whole new concept. Now, there's major machlokes rishayim in Rava. I'm going to learn Rashi's pshat. Mishum demili ninu, umili lemimsir l'shliach. I can appoint a shliach to do something for me, but a shliach does not have the power to appoint a second shliach unless there's an item being transferred. Words cannot be transferred to a second shliach. That means, if Reuven gives a guy a get, as an item, and then the guy wants to transfer the get, that's fine. There's a get that's being transferred. Reuven gives the guy money and says, do me a favor, go do Kedushin by Leah for me. And then Reuven meets Shimon and says, here's the money, go do Kedushin by Leah. He's giving him an item. Therefore, Shliach 1 can make Shliach 2. But when I tell a Sefer, or anybody, and here in this case it would be anybody, Reuven tells a Sefer, write me a get. He's not handing him anything. It's words. So I can make a Shliach for words. But that cannot be transferred. There's no allowance of a transfer of a Shlichus without an item. Which would mean, I'll give an example. A woman asks the person, go accept the get for me. That person cannot make a second shliach to accept the get. There's nothing being transferred. Just words. Again, the woman makes the shliach to accept the get. No item is being transferred from the woman to the shliach. The shliach goes to the second shliach and says, do me a favor, accept the get for that woman. It won't work. Because what is he giving the second shliach? Words. Words can't go from the first shliach to the second shliach. This is Rashi's interpretation. There are multiple shittas of Rishayim. But Rashi learns that shlichas cannot work on any... You can make the first shliach, but you can't make the second shliach. Because mili le'mimshir l'shliach. Theoretically, and this is a big tumult, I ask a guy, do me a favor, do bittul chametz for me. Be my shliach to be mevatul my chametz. He cannot appoint anybody else to be mevatul your chametz. You're not giving him anything. But if I give ask him, be my shliach to burn my chametz, he can give it to somebody, say burn it for him. So one of the kashas, one of the rishayim say that you can't ask your shliach to be mevatel because immediately they mention the shliach, and everybody jumps and says that's on the second shliach, not on the first shliach. Fine, but that's not we're not getting involved in. But that's what mili is. So Rav is mechal, it's a whole new getter. And by the way, there's a whole sugya in the sixth parak of mili, but this is a famous thing, mili le mimshu le shliach, which the way Rashi interprets, we're learning Rashi, is that anything that's words can only go to shliach one. Doesn't have the power to be transferred to Shliach 2. Anything that's an item, you can give to one, who can give to a second one. The reason for that is... Hold a second. Hold. The reason for that is, The Gemara says the Masechet is getting. How do I know a first shliach is allowed to make a second shliach? Maybe the Torah never empowered a first shliach to make a second shliach. And the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk by Get. V'shilach v'shocha, could have said v'shilach and it says v'shocha, to tell me, shliach, I say shliach. So this brother is saying, that's only true when you're transferring an item. That Xeris HaKosov that said, you can make a second shliach, is only with an item. The words don't have the power to be transferred to a second shliach. That's Rava's answer. Therefore, in the case of our Mishnah, when you're handing a get, it can be transferred. In the case when you told them, write the get for me, they can't tell somebody else to write the get. Can't be given over. Therefore, they have to do it themselves. Unless they're a bezin, so you're empowering bezin. Once you empower bezin, that's not shlichus. It's a whole different thing.
Yes. That's a lot because I'm not giving him anything.
Interesting point you're making. Why isn't that mealy when I'm making Rabbi Hirschfeld, you're making me a shliach, and then I make Rabbi Hirschfeld a shliach? So why isn't that mealy? Because you're giving me your desire to sell your chametz, and then I am transferring it. I don't know the answer. It's a good question. I'm sure there is an answer. I don't know what it is. Never thought of it. Because that's what happens. You make me a shliach, and then I make Rabbi Hirschfeld a shliach. That's what happens. The only thing I can think of is that your name is on a star. By signing the star, I am giving him the star. I hand him the star. What? Well, I'm handing him a piece of paper that says that my friend asked me to be a shliach. But again, I don't know if that's the difference or not. I don't know. Because it's not ma'akev. We sell people's chametz even if they don't sign on the star. Even if they call me up, say, here, sell my chametz. We sell it. I don't know. Good question. Why is that mealy? I'm sure I'll write him talk about it. This is like a major story. I didn't look it up. That's a good question.
Most people here, I would presume, didn't know that Rebbe Peter Hirschfeld is fully up.
Well, obviously, my friend knew because he asked me the question. Because you're allowed to make me a shliach mealy. That's fine. If I sold it straight, there would be no question. But I don't sell it straight. All the rabbanim get together and they give it to Rabbi Hirschfeld. They give a shliach to sell for everybody. What? Yeah, okay. He doesn't have to be there, but a lot of people like to be there. I go when they sell it. I don't go when they buy it back. Might to pay something. Yeah. At least he showed up. You know, all the chuvas they talk about when the guy doesn't show up, and by the way, he's going to sell back to chametz. What? Yeah, it makes it worth it for him. Don't trust me, but there are cases in the chuvas for him with the guy that decided he wants to buy the business. Guy sold his business, an Erev Pesach, his beer business, and the guy decides, I want to buy it. I'd like to own the beer business.
What's that beer going? No, I mean, everyone, the hobby and the employer that's selling it to, thinking about even listening to that.
Again, the guy that we sell it to, you're right, probably is limited in his scope. But there are Gaim that, you know, there are business people that are Gaim, believe it or not. Elon Musk, whatever the guy's name is, a guy, right? Bill Gates is a guy.
Well, that guy just bought that thing.
Yeah, Twitter.
What?
Twitter for $44 billion.
Billion?
I said $44 billion.
Have we learned the lesson?
Yes, Dr. Bray.
So maybe I missed somebody as a question. So when does the mealy of the get transition into an actual get? Once the get is written?
Once the get is given, the husband hands over the get, then it's a get. But to create the get is mealy.
So Rabbi would hold the shliach can get over the actual piece of paper to somebody else?
If it's challah, that's the sugya before. According to one teretz, okay, even if he's not, doesn't get sick. According to the other teretz, only if he gets sick.
Okay.
But he get, but it works if he gets sick, right? By writing again, it doesn't work. Period.
Thank you.
There are other interpretations in Mili. I just said Rashi's opinion. Rashi.
Is Columbus because the das or because the mechanism?
So let's read Rashi, who explains it, B'tuf Tam V'das. Rav Amar, Hasam Haynu Taimud Le'mashri Shliyaf Shlemasu Le'mol Dvorim. He only gave them words. V'ein B'dvorim Kayach Li'es Chayzim and Nimsarim. The mechanism of shliach, tzichus, cannot be retransferred if it's only words. Have a get, isbe mashasha, is an actual divorce, chayzim and imzer. So Rashi answered your question. Nothing to do with das. It's impossible, according to the Rava, to have a second transfer of words. Because the svara for that is, because the pasuk wrote it by get, where you transfer something. You're looking at me like.
And that's the only place where there's shlichus in the Torah?
What?
It's the only place where there's shlichus in the Torah?
There's many other places that there's shlichus in the Torah, but that's the only place where the Torah said a shlichus can make a shlichus.
Again, so that first shlichus has get. Why does that work if you get?
Because it works. That works, but that might depend if he's sick or not sick. That depends on the sugya before. If he tells people, write the get for me. He instructs the guy to write the get for him. That person cannot instruct somebody else to write the get because that cannot be transferred to a shliach.
Because there's a custom, it's only written where there's a...
Where the actual transfer of an item.
So that's what Rashi
says? Well, Rashi says there's no kayak to give it over to the second shliach.
So maybe because it's not tangible.
Again, why should that make a difference?
But so Rebbe's answering because the one before is whether there's...
Correct.
Rashi says,
again, Rashi didn't give you a reason. He just said the fact is you can't transfer the second time.
So maybe it's because it's not tangible.
Again, so why should that make a difference? Again, whatever you're going to say, Rashi didn't say it, right? Rashi told you a fact that non-tangibles can be transferred a second time. Thank you very much. Rashi told you a fact. The non-tangibles can be transferred a second time. Did Rashi tell you why? Whatever you're going to tell me, I'm going to tell you Rashi didn't say it.
Words are... By words alone, you can... Korah, Jardin.
What are you trying to explain to me?
I'm trying to explain that words are not...
Are you arguing on Rava? Is that what you're coming to do?
Yes.
Okay. So, I don't like to argue, and I'm a royal. Yes, words are very powerful. Lashon Hara is worse than... It's as bad as Aved Azara Gila Raya Shilas Damim. And Limud HaTaira is Tava Taira Kenega Kulam. That words are very, very powerful.
Right.
Okay. Exactly. What does God do with Shlichas?
So the answer is... Because
Jesus
Christ is telling me you can't do it, that's why.
That's how I explained Rashi. But Rashi didn't say it. That was your question. I said, whatever explanation you can do, Rashi didn't say it. Rashi knows Talmud Torah is Kenege Kulam. Rashi knows that Lashon Hara is a terrible Aveira. Rashi knows that you can be Kareg Zardin with the words. Rashi knows all that. But he read the Gemara. Rava said, Mili Loi Mimsri Lishliach.
First one also.
No, that's not his question. that because Mili Levim Shel Shliach is only on the second one, because we have many sources of Shlichus that are only Mili. So that's not a problem. But Moshe Freund answers why by Chomet isn't it the second one. That was his question.
He knows that that's part of the
procedure. He has no idea. Ryan, everybody besides you thought I told the Chomet directly.
The person say to someone, "Shef, forget." And I say, "I make you a Shef, forget that you would transfer it over to somebody else, or you would."
Wait, Perek number 6 will elaborate on that. Yes, Gemara discusses that at length. Kofaymer Imru, I tell him to tell somebody else.
That's his job.
That again, I'm just saying the Gemara discusses it. I didn't say which way it goes, right? It's called Eimer Imru, but that's not the case here. Eimer Imru means I said to Reuven, tell Shimon to write again. So it's Mili, but I told him to tell Shimon. The shlichus was transferred. Here I told him write again. He can't tell somebody else to write again. But if I told him to tell somebody else, is that different? That's the Gemara in the sixth. Again, the Gemara is going to talk about it in the sixth parak. That's why we have to wait. No. Again, you want to learn Hilchos Chiyah, the Rashba, I mean, again, there's a Rashba B'Matzia that says Zachen Li'adam V'Loi Zachen Me'adam. You're taking away from him. You're separating his grain and his grain.
No, he gives it to somebody else to do it. That means if I tell somebody to be Mafresh Truma, now he that somebody else tells somebody to do it.
That would be Mili, correct. He didn't give him anything. According to Rashi's interpretation, there are other interpretations. Rashi's interpretation is that way. We learn Gemara Rashi, so I'm sticking to Rashi's interpretation. Frank to Gemara Mai Benayu. What's the difference between Abani and Rabba? What case would be the difference? Dr. Gemara Iki Benayu Shliach Matana. Let me explain. In a Matana, the one who's supposed to write the Shtar Matana is the guy that receives it, because he benefits, so he should pay for it. So therefore, if somebody goes over to somebody else and says, write me a Shtar Matana, there's no Bazayan. Because they look at him and they say, the other guy's paying for it. That's why he's asking us to do it. He doesn't want to be bothered. He wants to, listen, I'm giving a present to Moshe Freund. Moshe Freund is the beneficiary. He's going to pay for the star. So instead of me writing it, I go over to Baruch Moshe. I say, do me a favor, just write me a star, Matana. They're not going to say it's a bazillion because I can't write. They're going to say, Moshe Freund's paying for it. The man doesn't want to write it. He wants somebody else to write it. By get, the husband has to write it. Going to somebody else is saying, I can't write. By Shtar Matana, the recipient writes it, and nobody's expecting the recipient to write it. So, right? So, therefore, according to Abaya, there's no Bazaya. According to Rav, it's still Mili. But book to the Rav is Shmuel. Rav Amma Matana and he gets, or Shmuel Amma Matana and he gets. Yes, I know your Kasha, twice it says your Kasha. Or one in the Rishonim is your Kasha. Rashi asks you guys. I think Rashi asks you guys. Prices asks you guys for sure. I heard his question that we had before, that a woman writes her get. Chayra, she's not the husband. So Taisa says, it's not saying that's what should happen. It's saying if the woman writes a get, it's a kosher get. But it's not like, it's not a bazaar for him. It might be a bazaar for him. But if the woman did it, he accepted it. He took it as a present, and he used it. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shliach Matana. Sha'amar, Bebal, Habayas, Lebeis, Edom, Kisru, Shtar, Matana, Leploidi. He time to get Mishim Bezayin, who, Halchalek, Lemayim, Halchi. There's no Bezayin. Shara'in, Olaf, Lekaitzway. Not his obligation to write it. It's not from a Kabul, Nois, and Sashar. It's the guy that receives the present that has to pay for it. If they want, they can tell other people to write it. But if you hold Mili is Lemimsurin, this is also not Mimsurin. And Rav and Shmuel have the Machlekes. Rav holds Matana is not like yet, like Abaya, and Shmuel says Matana he can get, which is like Rav. Okay, Now, again, I mentioned this yesterday. I will re-mention it again. I'm asking somebody to write a Shtar Matana. I'm not giving him anything. Now he wants to ask somebody else to do it. The second shlichus is mealy. But by mealy, it does make a difference. It is mealy. They can't, another guy can't write it. But by bezayin, there's no bezayin, because when I ask somebody to write a Shtar Matana, they're not looking at it and say he can't write. They're looking at it and says he's not been, the other guy's paying for it. Why should he doesn't want to write it? He's not interested. Not his obligation to write it. Now the reason why Shmuel's not writing the Shtar is because, you know, he might not even know that he's receiving this present. When he gets it, he's gonna have to pay for the Shtar. Because he's the sole beneficiary of the present. The Shtar is for his benefit, not for my benefit. I'm giving him a present. He benefits, he pays for it.
So what happens if He pays for it.
There's a bill for writing it. The Mekabel Matana has to pay for it. He's the beneficiary here. He got a present.
No, what happens if the
sofer
charged for the present
work? So then he'll refuse the present. He doesn't have to accept the present. Are you in the sofer's business? Are you charging so much?
Anyone ever?
What? Star, huh? Doesn't it make sense? Who pays by a star of a loan? The lender or the borrower?
The borrower.
Why?
Benefit.
So why is Mekabel Matana any different? Now, if you want to be benevolent and you want to pay for it, Gesunta, hey, nobody's stopping you.
You said Shmuel is explained by Rashi. You said there are other
tzaddikim. Many other tzaddikim.
You didn't go into
any of them. None at all.
You don't plan
to. No, because why am I going to confuse everybody?
I'm curious.
If you want, I can give you my mechaimus, but it's not going to. There's a lot of people talk about me. Want me to share one more pshat? I'll tell you one more pshat again. I don't want to get involved in this, but I'll tell you one more pshat. There's a rishon called the Kaddish Meradish. I guess they called him the Holy One from Radish. I don't know if he was killed by Kiddush Hashem. I don't know why he's referred to that way. He says, Mili means when the thing is not finished. Meaning, if you make a get, you give a guy a get, this guy seals the deal. When he gives the get, it's over. So therefore he can give it to a second shliach to seal the deal. But in anything that you need more than that, like writing a get, it's not sealed, nothing finished. It's the beginning of a process. Any beginning of a process that's not the end of a process is called mili. That's his pshat. Therefore, again, I'm just mentioning this, according to him, if you give kedushin to a shliach, he can't give it to a second shliach. Because this guy can't seal the deal by himself. He needs the woman to agree. By a get, the husband seals the deal all by himself. The husband gives the get whether his wife wants it or not. But by a kedushin, you need a second step. The woman has to agree to accept it. Therefore, that's mealy. Anything that the shliach cannot finish by himself cannot be given over to a second shliach. It has to be something that the shliach could do it without anybody else agreeing or involved. By get, that's true. The husband can give the get. He doesn't need anybody else's agreement. So his shliach takes over his role, therefore he can make a second shliach. And anything that needs somebody else to agree, that's called mealy. It's a much different interpretation of mealy.
If you look at the Jastrow, remember that?
I say the word, see the word mealy, I guarantee 100% there does not say a finished product.
But that's why I learned Rashi, and Rashi's so much simpler. That's why I learned Gemara and Rashi. He wanted to have one of the other parshims I mentioned in other Shita. That was just to make Rabbi Freund happy.
Good wish.
Good wish.
Thank you.
Okay, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if he told the Shliach, get me back my passport. I was the one that said passport. The Mishnah didn't say that. Then he can't send it with somebody else. Why? She'ein ritzaynai she'ein pigdayna biyadachar. I said yesterday that Rashi says he doesn't want the passport to remain in the woman's possession. Therefore, since he wants that passport back, he's more makbid on the shlichus. Now, what that means, we will see in a second. But Rashi learns, biyad achar doesn't mean he doesn't want a second messenger. Biyad achar means he doesn't want the woman having it. And therefore, since he insists to take something from the woman, therefore, the shliach can't make a second shliach.
Is it
tonight the shlichus.
No,
it doesn't say that. Well, again, we'll see in a minute. This is what we're learning the Gemara for. Amar Reish Lakish. I knew he would say that, right. Okay. Again. But the word Biyad Acher means someone else's head. Who's the someone? Is that what it means? Or maybe it means the lady. Again, the reason I'm learning that way is because Rashi says that. I can't help it.
The whole point we're talking about is whether you can transfer shlichus.
Wouldn't it be more obvious than talking about the other? Yeah, most Rishonim are like you. What can I tell you? But Rashi doesn't. Now, who said that Rashi doesn't? Taisus. Taisus says, take a look at other days. Rabbi Yechon and Paiso Bai Vekoshne Bishluchai. Zog Taisus, Perish Bekunteris. The Kapedis Abau. Elosh lo yishar hachefetz biyada isha. His payda is that he doesn't want the item left by the woman's hand. And if you look a few lines down, well, if he's a hundred tani shein mitzayin the shein b'dayin biyad achar, haynu biyad ishtay. Doesn't want his wife to hold on to it. So Taisus explains that that's how Rashi learns. And Taisus says, is that near a daichik? I don't like that chat. But that's how Rashi learns. So, listen, if Taisus learns Rashi that way, L'chaira I should learn Rashi that way, no? Amar Reish Lakish. Kan Shana Rebbe, Ein Asayel Rishay Lahashu, Vein Asaychel Rishay Lahaskir. Now, Reish Lakish learns that he really doesn't
Hello, I'm thinking,
you didn't lose me. You know, again, in Reish Lakish, I might have to learn that Rashi agrees Biyad Acher means the other Shliach, and we'll talk about this more tomorrow, Rich.